it's a hard thing because I think we are so often used to going and going, and we've got these things to do, and you know our list. I have a big list of things that I need to get done, and often my focus is there, but you know I find myself getting into this cycle where I try to do it all, but I can't, and then I get tired. And this is not just for adults, too. I mean, adults, yes, we got to pay, you know, I was telling the kids about when they get older, they've got to pay the bills, they've got to make sure the food is there, the food is cooked, the house is clean. And kids, I know, you've got your own thing. Getting up at, what, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and then having those tests, algebra, it's been a while since I've been in school, trigonometry and calculus, all these things, yeah, they are tiring, so I'm not going to discount the work that you have as well. We all have that, and we get tired. We get tired, physically speaking, when we keep going and going. Today, Jesus tells us something about where we can find rest for our souls. So the answer to the physical running around is easy. Our kids knew the answer. You sleep. You get better, you get rest, you feel more energy. I mean, that's an easy physical answer. But what about your soul? Sooner or later, life catches up with us, doesn't it? We deal with things that cannot be solved by sleep. We deal with things that are heavy to our very souls. You know what I'm talking about, that diagnosis you get from the doctor, that conversation you have with your child where you don't know what you can do to help them, if there's anything you can do to help them. Your friend, your loved one that's going through something, it's a mental health issue. It's an emotional issue. You cannot fix things for them. And that tires us. You can't fix things for yourself. And that tires us to our very soul. So today, my friends, you've come to the right place if you're tired. Any of you tired? And if you need some hope in this world that just seems to drain you, sometimes our families drain us. But that depends on the day, right? And it's all in love because our family, well, I'm getting off topic. Back to the rest for our souls. Jesus tells us, come to me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. You know the three, when you are on fire, what do? You stop, drop, and roll. You guys know this. Now, how about the three T's when it comes to putting out the fire in your soul, finding rest? It's turn to Christ, talk to Christ, and trust in Christ. Turn, talk, and trust. That's what I want to talk to us about today. Because, yes, we can figure out the physical things most days, but the things of the Spirit, my friends, we need help with. And the only one who can help is the one who made us. The one who created us. So, as we begin to dig into those three T's, and I'm hoping the way you talked about stop, drop, and roll, you're going to talk about turn, talk, and trust the same way. You're going to live it. We're going to live it together. So let's pray as we ask God to help us understand how to find this rest in the one who made us. Holy and gracious God, we come to you tired and heavy laden. There's so many things we've dealt through in the week, and we need your rest. We come empty, needing fuel, needing you. So come into each person here, Holy God, and speak to us. Share your word with us. Fill us so that we can be strengthened to go out in this world and find rest even through the turmoil. All this we pray in Christ. So, the first one, what do? You turn to Christ. You know, the rest that Jesus promises us is not just about stopping an activity or taking a vacation. Because how many of you have gone on vacation and come back in a week or two, a month, I'll give you that, later, you're in the same boat that you were when you left? I've been there. And so the rest where we might not focus so much on is the one that Jesus offers to us when we turn to him. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I have a problem, what do? I turn to Google to fix it. Have you done that? You know, you get a health diagnosis. I don't know what that means. Let me Google it and let me find out what this means. Or I might turn to the person that I think is an expert, right? You have those people in your life, the computer expert, the, medical expert, the social health expert. You turn to those people. You do research, and you do all you can to turn to the one who can help you understand this problem. But you know what happens when we rely on the human resources, the human understanding? We will exert all our resources. We'll have a plan in place according to those experts. We'll exert all our energy and find that it doesn't necessarily fix or solve the problem. You've been there? I've been there. Sometimes we become so weary. What's the point then of doing this? And I think we don't give enough credit to our kids, because the school nowadays, how many of you know the new math? None of you. Oh, you do? No. Thank you. So you see, we might tend to discount the weariness that others might feel because we only know what we're going through. But I want to lift up our kids too, because you know what? They're dealing with trying to fit in, trying to figure out things and have expectations laid on them that just weary them out to their souls. All of us get to that point. And what happens is that the hope, the peace, the joy that we can find in Jesus eludes us because we've turned to the wrong source. So the first one, to find rest, we got to turn to Christ. Here's what Jesus says today. And I'm going to use the Message version, the Message translation. He says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burnt out on religion? Because sometimes we can make it tough to be in church, can we not? We've got this list of things that need to be done, it's all about the outside. But what Jesus points to is in the inside, our souls. He wants to give us rest that goes beyond the surface and goes into the very heart of who we are. Jesus says, I'll show you. Come to me. Come away with me. Not just turn to me. So he's not saying, okay, you stand where you are, you're right in the thick of the problems, and just turn your head. No, he wants us to turn our whole selves to him. See, my friends, true rest is when we will allow Christ to guide us, not only spiritually, but with our physical actions too, in how we live, in our whole way of living. He says, walk with me, work with me, and watch how I'll do it. Learn the rhythms of grace. I am not going to lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you learn to live freely and lightly. And sometimes, my friends, this world, it is so heavy, is it not? It's just a lot for us to handle, and we want the joy. We want the Spirit of God that we see in some people who seem, have you seen people who are facing the worst of trials, yet they seem to have a joy and a peace that you can't explain? I've seen that. And that only comes, my friends, from those who turn to Christ for all things, even when you've got a mountain that you cannot climb on your own. So, that's the first thing. Go to God. Turn to God. And then, the second thing is talk to God. So you see, that's what I was saying when I say you just turn your head to God, which is kind of like, well, I'm just going to go to church on Sundays, or when I have time, or I'm going to read my Bible when I feel like it. That's like just putting a piece of yourself, turning to God. You're not going to fully receive the benefit of what rest Christ can give you unless and until you fully submit and turn yourself to God. When your phone dies, what do? We charge it up. When your car dies, what do? We connect it to that gas thingamajiggy and we plug it in. Well, you press that button and the fuel comes out. I know it's not a thingamajiggy. I know it's not. But you know what I'm saying. The gas pump, you know what I mean. We need to not only turn to the gas station, not only pull into church, not only pull in, but we need to plug in, turn to but talk to. We need to connect with Christ, my friends, because unless until we plug that fuel into the car, unless we take that phone and we plug that charger in, there's not going to be any fuel. There's not going to be any power, any strength coming in. You and I, we need to talk to God. Prayer is the way we talk to God. And prayer is not a one-way street, my friends. It's a two-way street. But we are human, so we always like to start first, don't we? Talk to God. You know, when I am in the midst of a situation I can't handle, you know what the first words out of my mouth is? God, help me. When I was in a roller coaster with my kid a long time ago, the first words were, Mommy, help me. So, I mean, you know, depends on the moment. But most times it's God. It's an inherent thing that I have that reaches out to the one who created me. When you're in trouble, isn't there a piece of you that just cries out, maybe not verbally, but in your soul, God, help me. Even those who don't believe in God, even those who are atheists, agnostics, they have a tendency to use those words, God, help me. They don't quite understand it, but they use those words because they were made with the Spirit of God, and in us there's a desire to reconnect to the one who made us, my friends. We were made to plug in to the power that comes from our Savior. And if we do not plug in, we're going to find ourselves running on empty. You know, just because a car is in the garage, just because something is in the garage doesn't make it a car. Just because we come to church does not make us Christians. Just because I wear this robe does not make me any better or know God more than you. It's really about the inward connection that we are invited to have with our Maker through Christ. So we've got to pray. We've got to talk to Him because that's where the strength comes from. Because a lot of times we see people who seem to have, as I said, that peace, that hope, that joy, that love in the midst of the toughest of circumstances, and we might look at them and say, what do they have? What's going on? How can they be okay when they've got this horrible diagnosis? When they've lost everything? You can't figure out a way they're going to make forward. How? You know what? Paul, you heard about Paul, right? We read a lot of his letters, the epistle lessons, letters. Even while he and those who followed Christ were in the prison, they sang songs of praise to God. Okay, so if you were in prison, would you be singing? I don't know about me. Yeah, I'm trying to be honest here. Remember, I said this robe doesn't make me any better. It just tells me I've got a job and I've got to do better. But I hope that I would be able to trust in God. And my prayer is that I would seek the Holy Spirit to give me the ability to sing when I can't sing on my own. Just an aside, I don't sing well. Just so you know. So when I sing, I step back because I don't want to derail you guys. But you know what? God loves a joyful noise. So I do sing in my heart. I sing because God gives me the ability to sing because I talk to Him, I connect with Him. So my friends, as you turn to God in your time of need, as you turn to God for strength, not only turn to God, but talk to Him. Pray to Him. And prayer, again, it can be any way that you can do it. It can be words. It doesn't have to be the right words, these and thous. You know, it doesn't have to be. Sometimes, my friends, isn't it just sighs and groans? Have you ever been in that place where you've got nothing? It's just sighs that reach out to God, and it's just groans because you don't know how you're going to get through things. The good news is, my friends, our Lord tells us that the sighs and groans that we emanate, His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, takes them and connects us to God and gives us in return His peace, His joy, His rest that nothing on this earth can give to each of us. So talk to God. And don't just talk. Be quiet and be still. Right? Because remember what I said before. Prayer is not a one-way street, my friends. It's a two-way street. So the fuel, that little gasket That knob, no, nozzle. There it is. It's a nozzle. It's a nozzle. You put the nozzle in the car. You turn it on, and there's got to be fuel coming out, right? So you got to, yeah, you got to connect, but you got to receive as well. So don't just think it's enough to come to church and to talk to God. Be still and let Him fill you. Let Him speak words of hope and joy and peace. And I've been repeating those words. You know why? Because those are the gifts that Christ gives to us. Every Advent, I assume that we've got the Advent wreath, right? That's not just for decorations. It's a gift that we receive every single day, not just on a Sunday or on Christmas Eve. It's a gift we receive that gives us, fills us, gives us rest for our very souls. So plug in. Here's a test. How many times might we plug in our phones this week? We won't forget that. Count how many times we plug in to God. Begin each day with prayer. Talk to God before your feet hit the floor. Talk to God. And then be still before God. Because my friends, all the things you're going to face this day, and let me tell you, you will face things, we're in this together. We will face things every single day. But when you plug into God, when you turn to Him and you talk to Him, you're going to receive that strength that you will not receive if you just got out of bed, got that coffee. And I know some people swear by coffee. I get that. Caffeine is a helpful thing. But that's not going to get you through diagnosis, issues, things of life that will inevitably come. So, what was the first thing? You turn to Christ. What was the second thing? You talk to Christ. So, here's the third thing. You trust in Christ. Trust in Christ. So, have you ever had moments where you talk to Christ? You shared your issue and you laid bare your heart and you wanted Him to fix things for you. And guess what? He didn't do it the way you wanted. Ever have that? So what happens when you did the first part, you did the second part, but the third part is not coming through? Well, too often what happens is that we stop trusting. Oh, God doesn't have my best interest at heart. He didn't help me to get through this thing the way I wanted. He didn't fix it the way I wanted. And so what happens is that we stop trusting and stepping away from Christ. Stepping away because it doesn't make sense to us. But my friends, the question I have for us is that if we follow that line of thinking, we will become gods. And do you want to be God? Not me. You know what? I've learned a thing or two over the years as I've faced troubles, is that the way I think the things should work out, they're not necessarily the best way things should work out. You read the Bible, right? The story of Abraham and Sarah. God had promised them a multitude. God had promised that I will make a nation out of you, numerous as the sand. And you know what? God wasn't doing it in Abraham and Sarah's time. So they thought God needed a little help. You know what happened, right? Hagar. Lot, Ishmael. Here's a plug. I'm going to do an aside. If these stories are not familiar to you, I invite you to plug in to the Word of God. Bible studies. Understand that there are people who went through all these things before us, who had to turn to God because they faced circumstances that were horrible. Imprisoned in Egypt. Imprisoned for doing the right thing. I'm talking about so many of Joseph and David. There are people who faced all these problems, but when they turned to God, when they talked to God, when they trusted in Him, God did a mighty thing. Moses, he used to lead the people out of Egypt. Joseph, he made the Pharaoh to save the people of Israelites from famine. David, God used to build a kingdom, build the Israelite nation. So my friends, know that these words I speak are not words in a vacuum. They have been lived out by people who have come before us. God invites us through Christ the ability to experience that same thing in our lives. If we turn to Him, if we talk to Him, and if we trust in Him. Don't rely on your understanding. Lean not on your own understanding, my friends, for that will get us into trouble. Be very careful when that happens, because there is a war for your souls. That war is for your soul, so the enemy will spew lies and say, God doesn't care. He will separate us from the church because we disagree on, what did I say last week? The color of the carpet. We disagree on things that don't matter. We disagree on what color of robe I'm wearing. I'm just making things up as I go. But you know what I mean? Things that don't matter, we will get caught up on. So my friends, don't let the enemy separate you from God, the source of strength, the source of peace, the Christ. May it be so that these are not just words we say, that we don't just know stop, drop, and roll like that, but we know turn, talk, and trust in the one who wants to give us eternity. Amen.